Hello, my name is Deborah Hopkinson. I'm the author of They Saved the Stallions. I'm so excited to tell you about this true World War II story about the daring rescue of some of the most beautiful horses in the world, the Lipizzaners of the Spanish Riding School. Now, the Spanish Riding School is actually located in a gorgeous palace in Vienna, Austria. Here, the dancing white stallions perform incredible feats of strength and balance. But during World War II, the stallions were in danger. Austria had been taken over by Nazi Germany. But by 1944, as the tide of war turned against Hitler, Allied planes began attacking targets in Vienna. With bombs raining down around them, the riding school's director and the brave horses embarked on a hazardous journey to safety outside the city. The stallions are only part of this story. A few months later, in the final days of the war, the mares and the young horses of the Spanish Riding School were in the direct path of invading armies. Unless American soldiers acted quickly, they would likely all be slaughtered. Thanks to a risky plan called Operation Cowboy, the horses were saved and the Spanish Riding School survived. If you like to read about horses in World War II, I think you'll enjoy They Saved the Stallions. This is the beginning of They Saved the Stallions. The air raid siren let loose yet another eerie wail. Out on the streets of Vienna, Austria, people rushed to take shelter. Yet within the Hofburg Palace, a horse called Nero and his stablemates somehow stayed calm. By now, the horses were old hands at this. They knew what to expect. Each beautiful animal moved to the edge of his stall, waiting patiently to be led to the riding arena that served as their bomb shelter. Nearly all the horses here were elegant, silvery Lipizzaner stallions. Nero was different, though. He was a brown gelding, a failed thoroughbred racehorse. In the dangerous time ahead, Nero would play a key role in helping to save the Spanish Riding School and the stallions. Armies were on the move, marching ever closer to Vienna. The air raids were growing fiercer and heavier by the day. One direct hit could destroy the palace and the precious horses who called it home. One direct hit could obliterate the centuries-old Spanish riding school itself. It would be suicide to stay, and it would take a miracle to escape.